Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Zipfel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting 7th. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Zipfel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks bunts towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Banks. Cotter reaches second base with a double. Hamlin moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kralik for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zipfel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Zipfel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Stenhouse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stenhouse for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin bunts towards the mound. Kralik can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cottier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bright moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins is walked intentionally. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Stenhouse hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 2 in the game. Kralik hits a line drive towards first. Bright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cotter hits a fly ball towards right. Banks settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Banks. Cotter moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Senators, 4, Twins, 4. Ray Moore now pitching. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zipfel strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 3 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 3 in the game. Stenhouse is hit by the pitch. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins is called out on strikes. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Stenhouse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cotter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. King hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Senators. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bright hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Senators. Joe Bonikowski now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonikowski covering, for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zipfel hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 4 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Hicks now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up towards third. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Joe Bonikowski. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.